In a world that appears to be filled with negativity and distrust, it's easy to feel helpless and frustrated. Well, how about a change? How about a podcast that brings positivity to your day with stories about everyday people doing good things for people around them? You found it here. This is the Harmony Goal Podcast with Tom Durth, focused on making the world a more harmonious and caring place. We hope you enjoy it.
Welcome to another episode of the Harmony Goal Podcast. And our podcast, once again, is designed specifically to shine the light on people who are doing unselfish work in the community to make this a better world for everyone. And in the long run, creating more harmony in the world. And we all know we need more of that today. Today, we are honored to have James Evans Ortiz with us. And James has been working in the community, helping people for the past 20 years. And just recently took over as the development coordinator of outreach for the Metropolitan Community Church here in Denver. And in that position, James oversees the operations of the MCC Food Pantry. So James, welcome and thank you for being here to be a guest on our show today.
Thank you, Tom. And I'm so happy to come and talk to you about the food pantry and the good that we do in the community here in Denver.
That's great. Well, tell us a little bit about the MCC Pantry, what it is, how it came to be, and that sort of thing. Anything comes to mind for you?
So actually, the food pantry here has had quite a lengthy history. Our food pantry first started within the church itself in the late 1986, 1987, with the beginning of the HIV AIDS pandemic. And so one of the things, oftentimes, as you know, volunteers come out when they identify a need. We identified that our members of our congregation were going without food because they didn't have money or they couldn't get out and go shopping, various reasons. And so in about 1986, 87, on Sundays when our members would come to church, we would have food available that we would hand out after the services. And that quickly grew into recognizing that not only members of our community here in the church, but members of the Capitol Hill area were also in need of food. We looked for ways to partner with different organizations and different resources. And so now we've opened up our food pantry to the community, and we serve basically anybody on the Capitol Hill area, out to different areas. We have some people who come from Aurora. We have some people who come from the west side of town. So we have a variety of people coming for our food pantry here. Mm-hmm.
So that is your current base of people. Do you call them your clients or are they your guests? How do you refer to the folks that come in for their food?
We've been moving towards the language of calling the people who use our services as patrons because they patronize our food pantry. And so we think that that's a little bit better way of recognizing that they're not actually clients, but they choose to come and work here at our food pantry. And so we want to honor that.
Oh, that's great. So you don't serve food there. It is food that they take home with them. Is that correct?
Yes. So our food pantry is specifically designed. We are open at least three, sometimes four Mondays a month to give people a selection of food that would give them the opportunity to make it from that Monday to the next Monday to prepare food for themselves or their families. We have quite a few families that come through. And so as we're looking at handing out food, we look at the size of the families that they report, and then we give them that food, which hopefully would supplement other foods that they might have available. Or if they use other resources, they might be able to make it until they can get back to our food pantries.
Wow. Isn't that amazing how many people are out there in that kind of need right now? It's kind of sad.
Yep. I get a lot of calls from people who are on the weekends, they don't have any source of foods. And so there is a big need for people to volunteer in this area.
Wow, that's amazing. So therefore, since it's a pantry, is it primarily non-perishable goods that you have there?
Actually, our pantry has evolved into quite a nice pantry. We have meats, we have fresh fruits and vegetables, we have cottage cheese, dairy, eggs. So we have a large variety of other things. The nice thing is that we work with people who drop off food, or with agencies like Prime Timer, who will collect food and then give it to us once a month. And so those donations from outside people give us the opportunity to use our limited funds to get other food that people would need during the course of the week. So like the meats and the eggs and the cheeses and that type of thing. And so we really appreciate when people volunteer and drop off food here at the church.
Wow. So how do you find the recipients, or how do they find you? How do you let people know you've got that pantry there?
So we actually are part of the Food Bank of the Rockies here in Denver. Mm-hmm. And so we are advertised on their website page. So when people go in and they search for food pantries around them, then our site pops up, and then that gives them the information. We also work with Denver 211, and Denver 211 provides resources to people in the community. So if somebody calls and says that they need food resources, then Denver 211 refers them to us. Because we do a lot of work here in the Capitol Hill area, a lot of our patrons find out about us from other people who are receiving food. So like we have a couple of like housing groups around here who will come, and one housing group hears about the food pantry and tells another housing group. And so we also advertise that way. And then we're working on, part of my job coming in February was to begin trying to go out and letting businesses around know that we're here and that they can contribute to us. So getting word out that way as well.
That's great. So businesses contribute, and so does Food Bank of the Rockies. Where else do you get your food sources? I know you mentioned the Prime Timers organization. What other sources of food do you have?
So a lot of the members of our congregation either donate money so that we can go out and purchase food, or they bring foods that they gather together. And then we also have people from the neighborhood, like people will come up and say, does your church accept food donations? I'm getting ready to move and I'd like to give this food to you. And so that's a lot of ways that we also get food. But it's generally groups like the Prime Timers and our members of our congregation who gather the food together that allow us to use our monies in other ways to buy the other types of products.
Uh-huh. So you have to buy food also.
Yes. And we actually just got a $5,000 grant that is meant to help us purchase eggs, milk, or dairy products and meats to make sure that our clients are getting a healthier diet from our pantry.
Mm-hmm. So since you now have also the perishable foods, what was that like for the church to be able to create an environment where you could actually store those things?
We've actually had various grants in the past that have helped us purchase like large refrigerators and things like that. And so before COVID, we were actually storing like a lot of milk and a lot of eggs between the Mondays. So fortunately, I can't remember the specific names of the grants, but fortunately we did connect with several large grants that were specifically designed to help us set up like refrigerators and storage spaces for all our food. So we have grown over the years.
Oh, that's amazing. That's fantastic. So you have this food pantry. Does the MCC, does that also provide any other kind of services to the community?
So we are community driven. Part of our purposes now is working on getting out and serving the community in the areas of mental health, physical health, and our physical well-being and spiritual well-being. And so as part of that, goal-driven process, we have added to our food bank a clothing closet. So people can come while they're waiting to get their food. They can look through the clothes. If they need it, they can take whatever items they want. So all of those clothes are donated and free for the clients or for the patrons there. And we have partnered now with a group that is providing safer sex education and medical care, doing testing for HIV, hepatitis C, and STDs at no cost to the patron who uses that service. It's a 20-minute test here at the church, and then they go knowing whether they need to get other assistance. They also provide resources for those people who do need other assistance. And then as part of that, they also do harm reduction education, which basically means that they are helping people use drugs safely if they are using drugs. So they'll help provide test strips so that people can test their drugs to make sure they're safe and not infected with something that might be more harmful for them. So we have those things that are connected specifically with our food pantry. And then we have other ministries that we have that are reaching out into the community.
You're saving lives in many, many different ways.
That's one of our goals, is to get out there and really involve the community in helping to save lives.
Wow. That's a huge undertaking. What about the clothing? You say, you know, you do have people drop off food and you have different sources of that. How do you get the clothing that people would, how do you go about gathering that for folks that need clothing?
So actually, that's an interesting story, is that it started as a recognition. Again, some people recognized that people needed coats last October because they were experiencing homelessness. And so they went around and gathered coats from different places and then started that way. And then they started talking to people in the community. One of our other agencies that we partner with right now, they had a person who did a major clothing drive. And so she does it like twice a year. So she brought down a bunch of clothes for us to have. And then we've recently increased the number of clothes because we have several people who have found out about our clothing closet. And as they are trying to clean out their closets, or people are passing away and they're inheriting clothes, they will bring those to us. So we're generally getting them through word of mouth right now, but we would love to have people know that we are open full time and need clothes and sometimes other items, depending on who we're working with.
Wow. And do you help out with personal needs too, like toothpaste and toothbrushes and all that sort of thing? Do you get that stuff donated?
We don't get that donated on a regular basis, but somebody from the food bank actually 2 weeks ago now approached me and asked if there was a way that we could start getting word out to people that we needed personal items, and particularly health hygiene items. There's not very many places around the Capitol Hill area that provide personal hygiene items to people. And so that might be something that we could really help with, particularly for people who are experiencing homelessness and they're coming to our food pantry. If they had access to those types of things, it would be a great opportunity for them.
Oh, that would be wonderful. That'd be wonderful. And so all this stuff is happening. You've got food, you've got clothing, you're helping people with their physical health and taking care of all that. This doesn't just happen. How do you manage all of that?
So that's more my position here at Metropolitan Community Church of the Rockies, is helping to work with the volunteers. And so every one of our services requires volunteers, and the food pantry, MCC Food Pantry, has been blessed with a set number of volunteers who have been here for a number of years. They show up every Monday with smiles and happy, and they come in and they set up the food, and then they have lunch, and then they provide the services to the patrons as they go through. And like I said, we have been blessed with a large number of ongoing volunteers. But we also need people to come in and help those volunteers to fill in places in the food pantry service. So one of the things that we offer is because of our status as a church, we have the ability, if somebody is working with the criminal system and they need like volunteer hours, we can provide those volunteer hours if they want to come and work with us. And so we have had several people who have come in and done their time needed hours here serving food at the pantry and helping to set up. And some of them have returned without even needing the hours. And then we strongly encourage our congregation members when they have time off to come in and do some volunteer time. But we are constantly looking for people who would be willing to come in and maybe do a couple hours if they can't do a whole day. It's volunteering in the food bank is quite an experience. It's as the people go through, the smiles on their faces as they get the food, and we always have several families who are very thankful and thank all of the volunteers. So it's a very rewarding experience. And like yesterday, one of our regular volunteers, his daughter brought her son so that he would have an opportunity to see what it's like to volunteer and help pass out food. So yeah, it's quite a rewarding experience when you have those people who are so thankful for giving the food as they go through the line.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, there's the volunteers, there's the product that you're getting out there to your recipients there. There's still a need for funding, because I know you said you also buy food and you buy supplies, and I'm sure nobody just the paper plates and napkins and all that don't just show up. So how do you gather, what do you use to encourage people to donate right now? How do they go about doing it?
So actually we have a number of ways to, if somebody is interested in donating to the church, we will have a link on our website in a few weeks to our online donation system where you can go in, and we're asking people, you can donate to the food bank tile through that system, but we're asking people to stop and think about, like you said, there's a lot of things that go in other than food. The church provides the building and the electricity and all of the things that go along with that, plus all of the bathroom supplies and things like that. So what we would like people to do is to donate through the ministry support tile. And all of that money goes to support either buying food or helping to pay for the electricity that the group is here, or the trash removal, or different things like that. So the best way is to go through that. Anybody who gets onto our Facebook page, there is pinned to the top a direct link to what we call Banco, and that's our online donation service. Or they can call the church at 303-860-1819. They can call us and we can help walk them through the process of donating or volunteering if they want to call in and ask about volunteer time. So they can call the church here and someone will help them. The other thing that we can look at doing is I said they can go on to our webpage here in a couple of weeks or our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Or they can just, if you don't know where we're located, we're at the corner of 10th and Clarkson. Okay. And so people who want to donate food can just drop by the church Monday through Friday and ring the buzzer on the back door of the church, and they can donate food if they have food that they want to get rid of. So there's a variety of ways to do that.
Very good. You said, I know you said your website is under some reconstruction at this point in time. Do you have a name on that? Do you have a URL that somebody could jot down, or do you remember what that might be?
If they go in and they do a search for Metropolitan Community Church of the Rockies,
okay,
they will be able to pull us up with that.
That's great. Metropolitan Community Church of the Rockies.
Of the Rockies,
so that's a good starting point for them to go to for helping out. Because I know people out there want to make a difference, and people are tired of sitting home watching the news and hearing all the negativity. And you're doing such an amazing job out there of clothing and helping and health-wise and spiritual guidance, that sort of thing for these folks. That is such a beautiful blessing, because every smile you put on somebody's face changes the world. And we truly, truly, truly appreciate all the work you're doing there. Mm-hmm. So with that in mind, you said you're also using volunteers, and these people can show up and decide, you know, what type of hours they want to work with you and help out with the food and the clothing and all that sort of thing. So that's fabulous. So anybody sitting home wondering, what can one person do? Here's something you can do. You can help out, especially if you're in the Denver area. If you are in a different part of the country, you know full well that the various churches around your community are doing wonderful work also. And this is just a beautiful image of the sort of work that's being done all over. That's fabulous. James, I can't begin to tell you how much I appreciate the work you do. Is there anything else you would like to share about the services you provide for these folks that maybe have hit a tough time right now in their life, and you're helping them lift themselves up a little bit?
Well, as an example of one of the benefits that can come from volunteering, we have one person who started out as a patron here. He was coming and getting foods once a week. And then after a while, he was able to get a little bit more stabilized in his ongoing daily life. And then he started volunteering on a regular basis. And he has been volunteering, I believe he said, for 5 years now.
Wow.
Every Monday that we're open, he is one of the most gracious, one of the happiest people. He actually greets people as they come into the building, and welcomes them. He thinks that he has said that his specific calling is to be an inviting person to the people who come to receive our services. And it's not just the people who receive the services who benefit, but I strongly believe that as you do volunteer, that it also makes you happier. It also makes you feel that you are contributing, because right now, coming out of COVID, that's one of the things that people have wanted to do, is they want to figure out, how can I contribute? What can I do to help other people? And there is so much that you can do. Get connected with any kind of volunteer service, but definitely get up and get moving and get out there and volunteer.
That's fabulous. That is wonderful. Well, James, I can't begin to tell you how much I appreciate you sharing your story and the story of the Metropolitan Community Church of the Rockies and your MCC food pantry. Just, you know, you talk about the food pantry, but you do so much more. And you're making this a better world and creating a tremendous amount of harmony out there. And this is definitely what the world needs today. So thank you, thank you, thank you for all you do. I appreciate you being here on the program, being a guest. And if there's anything else that we can do for you, please let us know, and we'll get it out there to the folks and let them know what other things they can do to help you help other people. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
Okay. And for the rest of you, please tune in again next week for another episode of the Harmony Goal podcast, shining a light on people like James who are doing amazing work out there to make this a better place for everyone, no matter what, and making more harmony in the world as we go. And if you'd like to go to our website, it is theharmonygoal.com. And there you could subscribe. You could actually make a donation to our program to keep us on the air, and let us know how we're doing, and send us a message, and let us know if we should do something new, something different. We're looking forward to it. So thank you all for being here, and we'll look forward to speaking to you again next week.
Thank you so much for listening to the Harmony Goal podcast. To learn more ways in which people are creating harmony in the world, simply subscribe to this podcast. See our mission at theharmonygoal.com. And remember, We are all empowered to create more harmony in the world, one smile at a time.